Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and it is time again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how you hanging in?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for this week's show. But before we do that, let's go over last week's challenge.
I said start with the phrase answer pairs. Rearrange the letters to spell a six-letter word for what you might do to your ankle and a five-letter word for what you might do right after that. What are the words?
Sprain and swear. Well, Mike, it's our first show of August, and traditionally we're right in the middle of the dog days of summer. The dog days get their name from the fact that the dog star, Sirius, is found in the same area of the sky as the sun during this time. In honor of the dog days, each correct answer today will be a breed of dog, in other words.
All right, you like these in other words ones, and I don't know how I feel about that.
All right, number one. A fleet of 1,700 vehicles that boasts extra legroom, power outlets, and free Wi-Fi, or part gin or vodka, part grapefruit juice, and a lime.
I will not admit publicly that I got it from the second clue before I got it from the first, but you are talking about Greyhound.
The cocktail or the bus company. And Greyhound Bus Company was founded in 1914. It now serves 2,400 destinations in North America. A graduate of Wofford, Hiram, St. Francis College of New York, or Boston University.
The Terriers.
Some famous Boston University graduates include Martin Luther King Jr., Howard Stern, Julianne Moore, 7 U.S. senators, and 11 U.S. governors. All right, number three. I think this is my favorite this week. Sisters June, Ruth, and Anita. A yod, which usually accompanies a Torah. Or the Red Star Tech Wireless PR-819.
Well, I'm so excited that I know the answer to this one is pointer.
And you've scooped up my bonus fact, which is that the Pointer Sisters are now meme-level famous thanks to Jesse Spano's addled cover of that song on season 2 of Saved by the Bell.
That sentence was a journey.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared. Number four. At various times during their matches, Olympians Kerry Walsh Jennings, Misty May Trainer, Logan Tom, Steve Timmons, and Karch Kirai.
That's a long way to go to get to setter.
Nicely done. I thought that one would be harder. Good job. Kerry Walsh Jennings and Misty May Trainer won the gold medal in beach volleyball in 2004, 2008, and 2012.
That's three more times than I did it.
So far. And finally, there's two acceptable answers for this one. Butterbean, Irish Mickey Ward, Arturo Thunder Gotti, and Baby Joe Macy, to name a few.
Based on nothing more than the last name and what it sounds like it is, I'm going to say those are all boxers.
Yes. Good job.
What's the other answer?
It comes from boxing slang.
Pug.
A pugilist. Well, Mike Nothnagel was unleashed this week. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can take your walkies over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me. And I believe you will find as a treat some extra credit over there. And also, if you're a very, very good boy, you can have this challenge. Ian.
Start with the word Pomeranian. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a four-letter type of writing and a six-letter place found in literature. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.